I'm Colin Foley. This is my 13th Reflector Journal, and today I'm going to be talking about my greatest strengths and weaknesses, and where are you going to improve. I'd say we'll start off with my strengths. I'd say I'm very good at communication skills, that is with players, coaches, whomever, physicians, other healthcare providers, because I feel like I have a very strong communication skill set, in which I can really deliver the message and get the best care for our patients. Another strength is just task/problem oriented. I'd say upon an injury, a situation, whatever's going on, I'm able to assess the situation and get the best plan, best care for whatever's going on. In a task-oriented, efficient way. And that's really important in whatever you're doing, because ultimately, you don't want to waste that time. Like we always say, when you get older, time is money, and money is time. Whatever side you're on, it's important. And ultimately, time can be very detrimental when dealing with something that could potentially be harmful for a patient, a player, a situation. So I'd say weaknesses. Let's talk about that. I'd say a weakness would be I'm particular. I don't know if that's necessarily the best word, but I'll explain. I'm particular in the way I do certain things. When I see something, I want it done a certain way. With my clinician preference, I want this intervention to be performed like X, Y, and Z, because ultimately I want this goal. I want my patient to do this because ultimately I know that they will be able to get better with X, Y, and Z. And that just goes with looking at the literature and hopefully making evidence-based practice in which I can get the best outcomes, interventions for my patients. But the downside of being nitpicky, being particular, is sometimes it takes a little longer. And coaches don't always like that. Yeah, we don't care about coaches, but sometimes you also need to do things in a little faster order and be able to implement what you want to happen smoother and faster. So I've been working on that this semester. Another weakness, it would be just as a clinician, like I had on my goals, would be originally it was shoulder, but now I felt a lot more comfortable. Before it was like hip, lumbar, the middle of the road on the body, and then it was upper extremity. But with these specific goals, that has slowly translated. And now I'd say my weakness would be non-traumatic injuries that involve neuro conditions or a neurotype pathology, and that's just because I haven't seen a lot of it, but the more and more I see it, the more and more comfortable I've been. So every chance I get, I'm ready to jump in, try to learn a little more, because ultimately that's how I learn, and that's probably the best bet for me improving with that goal. So yeah, those are my two weaknesses and my two strengths. Obviously, with anyone, you can plateau and get better. You can get, hopefully you don't get worse as a clinician. But as you set these goals and you assess your strengths and weaknesses, it will help push you and drive you, propel you to be better as a clinician. Because the better you get as a clinician, the better you can be in clinical practice. And clinical practice is where you ultimately provide that outcome, that treatment, whatever, for your patients, and your patients are your number one goal. That's all I have for today. Thank you for listening.